I'll be back.
Chances are you'll be back here around dinner time.
Yeah, around dinner time, yeah.
It only take about.
It don't take about an hour and a half.
Well, let's see, there are 75 of these, and we've gone through 20, almost 25 of them, so we're a third of the way through.
Yeah.
Take about another hour.
Okay, I'll probably get back by dinner.
Okay.
It'll take me about 4 hours, whip around back, I know. And I may be there or something like that.
All right.
But I don't aim to stay no longer than I can go in and see the man.
All right, well, we'll just catch you.
That is, if I don't have no bad luck.
Yeah.
Of course, you got to figure that all out, yeah.
Well, we certainly appreciate your helping us, because.
I wasn't doing nothing. I assume if you're doing this, is sitting over there, yeah. The town don't, I don't like town, stay around it less than work.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting over there. Yeah, he's talking about back when I was a boy, I wore the first pair of Sunday shoes I ever had was a, what they call Sunday shoes then was a pair of shoes made up with a high cap with a big piece of brass around the toe. I don't know who you all ever seen.
I don't think I've ever seen any of those.
And what we had, that's the first pair of Sunday shoes I ever had, what they call Sunday shoes. And we wore brogans. I guess you've never seen them either, don't get.
Oh, I think I've seen brogans. It's, I mean, they're great big heavy shoes out there.
Well, the other type of heavy just made straight, you know. And it gets so darn hard to cut your ankles off the top of them.
Wood.
Yeah, but they'd wire you a year any way you treat them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a shoe most of us wore back then.
I've seen these shoes with the people working around heavy stuff wear.
Well,
they drop on their feet. They
well,
got
that's steel plate.
They got steel
yeah,
plate
yeah,
on the toe.
My boy sells shoes. Just got them in. He sells for a company. So he's got regular customers here in town. You know, they sell a few pair too. They don't get out and sell. I guess he could make it very good. He will get out and sell them, but. I figured Tommy burnt the gasoline and stuff, he wouldn't make enough to pay.
Well, is there a lot of farming around here? Do most people work over in Tell City?
Well, there's a lot of people work over in Tell City, and there's a lot of farming around here. Yeah, I farm out here. I'll just tell you the fact about it. I was working in Tell City when I moved out on this fellow's farm, and we all got laid off over there in March. And they told us it was going to be a year, and I just moved out there on this farm. I'd farmed before, but I always farmed myself mostly, see, and I was working on the sugars out here with him. I stayed with him 4 years, but I quit. There ain't nothing in it on the working over.
I don't imagine there is.
No, you'll make a little something, but you're working one day for another day for yourself, and I never was used to that.
No, it sort of takes the ambition
and
energy out of
it. Didn't me. I worked all the time.
I mean, to think that you're working all day for somebody else.
Yeah.
You wouldn't work as hard,
yeah.
You know.
I worked just as hard. If I hired you to work for you for 50 cents a day, I'll work just as hard as would to give me 10. That's the way I always always done that.
Well, too bad there's not more people like that.
Huh?
It's too bad there's not more people
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. I'd work just as hard for 50 cents. If I told you I'd work for you 50 cents, I wouldn't be working for $10. For I've always worked all my life. I'm hard with brother. I've waded mud to my knees and everything else in the wintertime, hauling sawlogs and things like that. Sawmill.
That sawmill is hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, but I fought it for about 16, 17 years. And I saw it for one man for 4 years straight.
Is that right?
Yeah. I come just working at the sawmill. When I was about 16, 17 years old, wheeling sawdust, first thing I was doing. Next thing, I